Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Claire, guess what?
What?
It's Pie Day. Pie Day.
Gotta get down on Pie Day.
To the radius.
I want actual. I want the dessert.
Last time you actually had a slice of pie.
Gosh, see, if you can't remember, then it's been too long.
Agreed. Last time I turned one down, Tuesday or Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, it was a bad decision.
What?
Bad decision, Claire.
Oh, I don't think I know who you are anymore.
I've changed.
Who are you? Oh!
Bring back the other bearded fella.
Why would you say no to pie?
It just seemed like the smart thing to do.
For my waistline.
Yes.
I had concerns.
Had to do a little Washington, Iowa trip. Wanted to try out the new diner on the north side of the Washington Square.
And they offer pie?
And they do.
Oh, bless them.
Well, they asked for dessert. I just politely declined. And as we're saying our goodbyes, you can kind of turn around and just see the spans of the diner.
Yeah.
And everybody's eating pie.
Come on. It's a diner.
And
of course there's
like,
pie.
Duh.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
How waitress.
It just felt very much like waitress.
So waitress.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that was my last missed pie opportunity. Prior to that, I don't know the last time I've had a slice of pie.
I'm trying to, when did we invent car pie?
A year ago.
Okay, that can't be the last time because we've had things like Thanksgiving.
Oh, I've had many a holiday pie in between.
Yeah.
And by the way, we got to bring car pie back.
Car pie, I don't think we hit hard enough.
I don't think
we let people know loudly enough how great car pie is.
And it's very simple.
Yeah.
Step one, bake a pie.
Yes.
Step two, cut it into however many pieces.
Or buy.
I suppose buy.
Buy a pie, whatever.
Good point. Let's make it easier.
You go to a farmer's market, find a pie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if it's by the slice, even better. Put it in a cup.
Yes.
Eat it in a car.
Yeah.
Car pie.
Car pie.
Put it in a cup, eat it in a car, car pie.
And that way, car pie, like it's solo cup and spoon.
That's it.
I mean, you don't even have to have the fork and plate thing. It just seems a little bit more approachable.
It's very approachable.
So good.
It fits in a cup holder.
Wait a second.
Car pie.
You know what we should add?
What?
You get the pie, you get the solo cups, the utensils, and then the whipped cream.
I was going to do you one better.
What?
A la mode.
You're going to have ice cream in the car?
Listen, lady.
You're insane.
No. It's the base of the cup. You start with ice cream.
The ice cream in the car.
As long as you eat it fast, you're good.
As long as it's drive-through ice cream.
You can get a drive-through cone, save the cone, use the cup, apply the pie to the cone, to the ice cream, the soft serve. You're set.
I mean,
this is next level.
It's messy, but it is next level. It could be so good.
I don't know what you've got planned in a week or two.
If you're driving around eating pie, I think
we need to run some car pie trials. Do you not see what works and what doesn't for
you
car
think
pie?
We should car pie diem.
That's car pie diem.
Yes.
Car pie.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister.
Let's do it.
That's a great idea.
You know what? If you need a test subject on eating pie, I'm your girl. I'm with you.
I would gladly send you out. The problem is, good luck finding, an ice cream store open at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
But you could drive around and get different types of ice cream. We could see how long it melts.
Yeah.
Can you get the thing eaten before, while having the pie? This is a brilliant.
If anybody wants to sponsor car pie trials.
Yes, please.
Let us know if you're down for baking pies.
That's your contribution is making the pie.
Make us some pie, please. Oh, now that sounds so good.
I'm glad we came to this conversation in this exact moment on Pie Day.
Yeah, no, it needed to happen because it's Pie Day. We also have other things to discuss, though. We've got Z-Sleaze at 6:45 with Justin Bieber. There's been a lot of concerns about him, right?
Like, yes.
He's wearing a bathrobe in public, and he looks really thin, and it doesn't seem like he is well. Well, Justin Bieber speaks for himself. I'll tell you what he had to say. Coming up in Z-Sleaze, Beyonce is out. She's getting ready for her big Cowboy Carter tour. Is there some trouble in that tour?
Really?
Little bit of drama we'll examine in Z-Sleaze. And yes, it is Pie Day. And yes, we need to do car pie trials. But the question, sir, then becomes flavors. what is the pie that we are going to be using in car pie trials? What are we going to, you know, what's the flavor that most people are going to agree on?
It's got to be apple and cherry, right?
Yes. Apple.
Did I just steal your thunder?
No.
Did I guess
no,
too good?
No.
Too well?
Cherry, not quite number one. Apple, number one.
Yeah.
Number two?
It's not cherry?
It's not cherry.
Is this among the homemade pies?
Among all pies.
I got to go pumpkin then, right?
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
You're a pie savant.
Well, thank you.
Except for cherry.
I'm a man of letters. I went to pie you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you number three is not cherry. You have another guess?
French silk.
No, which I thought would be.
It's not key lime. That's hard to make.
Key lime number eight.
Okay. What's a common, like a cream? A banana cream?
Nope.
I'm missing a major fruit,
aren't
I?
You're missing a major one. And if you already said pumpkin, I would say that this would be pumpkin's friend at Thanksgiving time.
Pecan.
Pecan!
Okay.
Pecan, number three.
Yes.
Then you got your cherry.
Yep.
And then a lemon meringue.
That never gets offered as much. Pie.
Check out a pie near you. But
yeah, lemon meringue.
I think the meringue is a little bit of a...
Takes a little time to make
like
a meringue.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have me thinking, though, on this whole pie journey in car pie, while home-baked or by the slice at a farmer's market works, in a pinch, you could get one of those to-go's, those hostess pies.
Oh, those hand pies.
Hand pie. That works, too. Put it in a cup.
Love that.
I know.
Well, they solved. You don't even need a cup. It's a handheld thing. Dang it!
No!
No!
We are going to Uber hand pie. We're gonna take it down.
Okay.
We're going to do to taxis what Ubers did to them. Ours is a slightly better experience, and it's worth it.
Just trust us.
Do not give up yet, Claire.
Okay.
Do not give up.
Just because you can eat it without anything else.
Car pie has a place.
You're going to love using a cup.
Car pie has a place. You can't put that hand pie in a cup holder, can you? No.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
There's a little bit of excitement in my neck of the woods. My neighborhood is experiencing a bit of change right now, and I feel like it means something's coming.
Get new sidewalks?
I don't know. See, that's my question. I believe this has happened to you.
You've been flagged.
Yes! Flags everywhere, Eric. It looks like we're paying tribute to the Ukraine right now.
Lots of blues and yellows.
Lots of blues and yellows on my neck of the woods.
No oranges.
Although, yeah, one house over, they've got oranges and stuff, but my sidewalk just...
Think orange is fiber. As a neighborhood that's been flagged a lot.
Which is...
Gas is yellow.
So healthy.
Blue is water.
Okay, yes.
There it is. Okay.
I've got water.
Now, you're in a newer neighborhood.
Yes.
Like circa 2000s, probably?
Probably.
Do you have outside electrical lines?
No.
Okay. Our neighborhood's getting flagged right now because they are burying some of our electrical lines.
Which is a good...
It's a great idea.
...deal.
Especially if, considering we're going into a high wind event,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. When that happens, I'm like, oh, thank goodness we don't have to worry. Because when we first got married, our old house, like, oh, you always had to watch that power box and what that tree branch was doing to the power line.
No orange?
Not in front of my house.
Are you getting fiber in your neighborhood?
What kind of fiber? What are you talking about fiber?
Not cereal fiber.
Because that is all I'm thinking of. Like
not pulp and orange juice fiber or no internet fiber. Are you getting high speed internet fiber in your neighborhood? That would make sense.
That wasn't what I was expecting. I was like, do you think we're getting trees?
Which is going to give you more pleasure? Trees are like actually having fast internet.
Actually, you're right. Both. Because I have had so many internet issues lately.
It's probably trees. Because you've not had, like, our neighborhood had it, our office has had it,
yeah.
Too, where they just
no.
Come along and dig a hole, put a tree in.
No, but
then
we...
Then it's probably trees.
We were preemptive. At my house, we put in trees.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly and kind of did that easement and, yeah, as many as we could.
But you do have some marks in front of your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you're probably in line for a tree.
But they didn't spray paint the ground. Should they have spray painted?
You just have flags?
Yeah.
Then it means it's not running... No? I don't know.
What are you doing? Shouldn't they send out a letter? Did they ever send you a letter?
That we're putting trees in?
Yeah, we're putting trees
in
your neighborhood.
I don't remember. Maybe.
It's exciting. I want to get excited
you,
for whatever
wait, you
it
don't
is.
Read your mail. What if they did send
oh,
you a letter?
Oh, that's true. I don't. I have no idea.
You never read your mail.
I should. You know what? This weekend, I will read the mail. It's stacked
How
up.
How far back does it go that they've been letting you know they're coming to spray paint your lawn? Are we into February?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
End of February.
January?
Absolutely. Not January.
Okay.
But definitely February.
Check your mail.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Eric.
The City Magazine just came out. They're quarterly. Maybe it's in there.
Oh.
So, yeah.
To read that cover to cover.
You gotta go. We gotta, every article, get in there. Okay. Pizza question. First question. Growing up, when were you allowed to have pizza? Did you have a set night?
No, it seems like pizza celebrations, I remember them most vividly. Like if we were going to go hang out with my grandparents or, you know, like family gatherings, maybe a Friday, Saturday night kind of thing.
Sundays was usually pizza night for us.
Okay.
We would always get Dino's. We would get a pizza and mom would get like a sandwich because she didn't like cheese. Right. But Sundays was it. Then as you get older, high school, like run into the Pizza Hut on a Friday night
was
more of like a social scene.
Sure.
Right? But now that, you know, when you get to be an adult, it's like ice cream and pizza whenever you want.
Totally.
But there's still something weird about having delivered or homemade pizza two nights in a row. It feels like it's an indulgence. Would you agree?
It feels wrong.
And that's where I'm stuck because last night was an unusual meal night. We were at the Extreme Arena in Coralville.
Yeah.
Where I did enjoy a lovely chicken tender basket and some fries. But I was still hungry when I got home.
You were?
Well, we walked a lot of steps.
So
Shannon happened to have a meeting at a local pizza place on the northeast side. So there was some Canadian bacon in the fridge.
Hey.
Said a couple slices.
Sure.
That was my nighttime snack. I'm now sitting here thinking about what are we doing tonight? We don't have anything going on except watch the weather.
Yep.
And it's pie day.
Yep.
So in my head, I should have pizza.
Pizza.
But Shannon had pizza last night.
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck.
So how are you going to convince her we should have pizza again?
That's why I need your help.
Okay. Here's what you do.
Yes.
You had Canadian bacon pizza.
Sure.
You need to have taco pizza. You need to have
a different category of pizza.
Crab makes rangoon it... pizza. Like something different.
Wait, but I think it has to be way different. It can't just be another meat, cheese, sauce,
no,
dough.
No, it's going to be a specialty za that you're going to have tonight.
Okay.
Or, hey, what about a calzone? That's just pizza pocket.
Look to the left, look to the right. Guys, calzones are pizzas just folded over.
Oh, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Calzone night.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
6:30 now with the morning scramble facing a $12 million budget deficit due to reductions in state funding and expiration of federal funding. The Cedar Rapids Community School District is implementing a strategic staffing realignment. The district will reduce approximately 6% of positions primarily through attrition, retirement, and strategic realignment. Yesterday, the district also announcing $7.5 million investment to directly benefit students and enhance the learning environment. This includes $2 million for behavioral support, $4.5 million for supplemental resources, another $1.5 million for social, emotional, behavioral health. District also noting adopting a new budgeting approach, along with reductions at the Educational Leadership and Support Center. So, a couple of chess moves happening yesterday with the Cedar Rapids Community School District. Moving into some sports shoots. Both Iowa and Iowa State got bounced from their tournaments yesterday. The Cyclones lost to BYU by 4, 96-92. Cyclones still headed to the tournament, 24 wins on the season. They're going to the dance. Iowa's the question. Coach Fran McCaffrey got ejected during the game.
Yeah.
Iowa fell to Illinois 106-94. They're 17-16. I don't think they're going to anything. And now there have been rumblings. Fran, in post-game news conferences, has had to answer the are you coming back question, and he always says I intend to, but now it's your move, Beth Getz, right?
Be welcome to.
That's right. He wants to come back.
Okay.
And I, you know, all coaches, unless they're like ready to be done, it's usually like if I didn't have a good season, I have something to prove. I got to show you I can do better.
Right.
They've not been in the NCAA tournament, if I read that stat right, since 2022. They've done some NITs, but not the big dance. And that always seemed to be the moniker of why we got rid of other coaches.
Like, right.
Or they got to the tournament,
it's
they didn't go far enough.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see if we get anything out of Iowa City over the course of this weekend regarding Iowa men's basketball.
Hmm.
Seems appropriate for Pi Day. I have a story about a pizza delivery driver in Florida. A cop in Bradenton, Florida, saved a pizza delivery driver from being attacked by an 8-foot alligator. This was this past Sunday.
Whoa.
So a woman, older woman, orders the pizza. Female delivery driver pulls up. Cop is already on the scene.
Okay.
Cop's like, hey, there's a gator under that car right there, and you're walking to that door.
Uh-huh.
Go around.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank you, officer. However, I'm afraid. Will you please deliver the pizza? So the driver...
Yeah, I don't want to do it. I'm out.
The driver's out. Meanwhile, waiting for the pizza, the police officer keeps checking on the woman in the house. And she keeps coming out looking for the pizza. He's like, ma'am, you need to get back in your house. There's an alligator. She's like, where's my pizza?
I need pizza!
Eventually, the final time, the guy's like, fine, it's here. Here's your pizza. Then she wanted a picture of the alligator.
Ma'am.
Cop helped with that.
Ma'am.
Cop did that too.
Oh.
And then finally, animal control shows up. Gator's all. Everybody's okay. Pizza driver, safe. Woman gets her pizza. Alligator, humanely taken away. Cop saves the day multiple times. Takes a picture. Delivers the pizza.
That's like above
handles
and beyond,
the whole situation.
Right?
Yes, that's to protect and to serve. Pizza.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It has been weeks of speculation on our part looking at Justin Bieber and wondering, is that guy okay? Because a lot of the things that we're seeing seems like not so much okay.
He looks gaunt.
He looks very thin. He is wearing bathrobes and slippers in public. I mean, he's never been the sharpest dressed man, but still, that's a...
Well, you had that clothing line that was kind of in that hyper comfort zone,
Drew.
But he's not, it doesn't seem like he's actively promoting it.
No. And he's supposed to be making a comeback into the music sphere, and it just seems like he's not attacking that with full force. And it turns out, maybe we're right. He kind of isn't okay. He did have a post to his Instagram stories, and he said, people told me my whole life, wow, Justin, you deserve that. I personally have always felt unworthy, like I was a fraud. Like when people told me I deserve something, it made me feel sneaky. Like, damn, if they only knew my thoughts, how judgmental I am, how selfish I really am, they wouldn't be saying this. If you feel sneaky, welcome to the club. I definitely feel unequipped and unqualified most days. He seemed to be like he was kind of just free associating,
yeah,
working through some stuff. And he's supposed to be working on new music, so I don't know if that's kind of just part of the process, but.
Well, it sounds like a trained professional should talk to you, sir. Right?
Yes.
And I don't know if this is a cry for help.
A lot of people feel like imposter syndrome, right? Like,
sure.
Oh, what did I do to deserve all this? Like, oh, I think that that's normal, but I do think you're right. I think you need to talk to somebody about these feelings.
Especially when you have the means to do so. That's where I always get caught up. It's like, you're very well off. You're successful. You can afford great therapy.
Yes.
Go for it.
Go, yeah.
Because oftentimes the alternate routes don't end well.
Please, yeah, get some help because it sounds like you, this sounds like a cry for one. It's been a couple of weeks since Beyonce has announced her Cowboy Carter tour, and things seem to be stalling out. There are not many sellouts at a lot of the venues in which the tour is hitting. A lot of people say the problem is high ticket prices, which as somebody who looked into going to Chicago, oh my word, we can't afford it. It's insane how high these ticket prices are. Tickets range from like 93, which is not what I was seeing, up to 1,000 plus.
Right.
I was seeing two.
And you were looking at, was it Soldier Field?
Yeah. And those are just the straight up value of tickets, not with extra fees or whatever. People say you combine that high of a ticket price alongside the fact that she just toured 2 years ago Renaissance tour. You know, we already kind of saw you. We blew a bunch of cash. I got to save up. I don't know if this one's for me. Plus, if that album in particular didn't resonate with fans the same way, maybe this is one we can sit out.
It feels like she's just whiffing on a cup. Like, they do market research, you would think.
Yes.
So what do they What false positive are they getting driving that demand that's not there?
I don't know.
It looks like people are going to, you know, be in line and ready to buy tickets, and it's just kind of flat.
I think, I mean, I was...
Because I feel like J-Lo went through the exact same thing last summer.
Yes.
She thought she had a market, and it wasn't there.
No, I think that you're pricing yourself out of a lot of this.
Yes.
Maybe just kind of bring that ticket price down, and maybe some people will go.
I know it's a new world, but you remember way back in the early Garth Brooks days, he would never sell tickets for more than the cost of a CD.
Yeah.
He's like, I want everybody to go because I'm Garth Brooks.
Such a good guy.
He was a good guy. For the most part. I think he's still being sued, but yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Macaulay Culkin, by the age of 12, had earned enough money at like $15, $17 million fortune.
By 12?
At age 12, thanks to Uncle Buck, My Girl, and of course, all of the Home Alone movies.
Kevin! Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. You better come out and stop me.
I made my family disappear.
But that kind of success very quickly in your life, we've seen a couple of times where that doesn't bode well for a lot of child stars.
You hear Drew Barrymore is a great example. Like you're in the party scene as a preteen.
Yeah.
You're putting chemicals in your body. Your brain is not fully functioned yet.
A lot of stuff too yeah. early.
Yes.
And luckily for Macaulay Culkin, he seems to have, you know, righted the ship just a little bit, gotten out of that weirdness. But he did, however, skip over learning some basic skills in life. He has still to this day never driven a car and does not know how to do laundry.
Whoops.
Yeah, a couple of big whiffs there. His fiance, Brenda Song, was explaining on the Jennifer Hudson show yesterday that he still doesn't know how to drive. She said, I took him out to learn in our neighborhood and I was terrified. This 44-year-old man driving for the first time, I got to hire somebody else to do it because I can't.
The laundry is not that hard.
The laundry, she explains, like he grew up in hotels.
Yes.
Just like Kevin, apparently. But like just so frequently just relied on somebody else doing it. And there wasn't maybe a machine available to teach him at the time. So she's like, he never had to do it. Conversely, she's like, I also grew up in like as a child star, but my mom made sure from the age of 10, you were always helping out with laundry and those basic things like that.
That's great.
But that it's just a little bit of a difference.
This reminds me of that one episode of the Kardashians where, was it Kourtney, was trying to cut a cucumber across her finger. It's like, how? Knife skills.
Yes.
Just simple kitchen basics.
Kylie, yeah.
I was like, should we just have Chef do it?
Kendall.
It was Kendall.
Are you sure you don't want Chef to cut that? No, I can do it. No, you can't.
You gotta cut your finger off.
Cut your arm off. Girl, you don't know how to cut a cucumber?
I bet, though, there's a lot of people who grew up in New York, like New York proper, and so you don't need a car, so you don't learn to drive.
It's not necessary, right?
But laundry, hey, as the guy who does all the laundry in the house, I will offer to show him.
Yes.
I can get out any stain.
I so want to teach Macaulay Culkin how to do laundry. Lordy, man. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Our computations reveal you'll love 100% of what you're about to hear.
It's time for Nerd News
on Z102.9.
I'm doing Nerd News on Pi Day. I just want to take a moment to celebrate.
Yeah, let's appreciate that.
Happy 3.14, whatever the final numbers are. Well, there's not final numbers. It never ends.
There are no final numbers.
It is Pi Day 3.14 on this 11th week of the year 2025 as we broadcast, as we always do, from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. This is Nerd News. Photos are popping up on my feed of some friends who did make it through the night last night, capturing photos of our total lunar eclipse.
Is it spectacular?
It's beautiful. It's the last time we had one of these was November of 2022. So the moon slipped into the Earth's shadow, casting an eerie red color on the moon. Partial eclipse was right about midnight. Full eclipse would have been about 1:26 last night. By the way, here's the science of this. The reason it's red is because our atmosphere scatters sunlight, and the wavelengths of oranges and reds are longer than the wavelengths of blue. So that's why the red is cast onto the moon.
Okay.
So the total eclipse lasted about an hour until about 2:31 this morning. Then by the time you and I were probably having breakfast, but I wasn't looking out the window, it had gone back to being a full moon.
Okay.
The next one, March 2026. So.
Next year.
Yeah.
Wow.
March of 2026.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Be ready for it. Yeah. If you missed this version, you got another one coming up. The sequel is coming up March of 2026.
Another one.
Surveys show monarch butterfly numbers are rising, but we still got a lot of work to do. The latest population report from monarch butterflies finds conservation efforts in Iowa and elsewhere is starting to show promising results. The Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium says researchers track progress of monarch butterfly development by measuring the acres where they nest in Mexico. They are a migrating insect.
Yeah.
So right now, this past winter, when measured, the total number of butterflies covered about 4.4 acres. That's double last year.
That's great news.
That's great. We got to go better, though. 15 acres is sustainable.
Oh, okay.
So
we've got some room.
You double the double, and we're on our way. So if we can keep this up exponentially, that's great. So one way to do that is a monarch habitat, native milkweed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flowering species that bloom. Basically, you are creating what I'm calling like a Ragbri water station. Or like you're the...
Yeah.
It's like you're selling pie.
Pie stand.
They just want more nectar, right?
Yeah.
And they really love milkweed.
Milkweed's great.
And pollinating flowers that last a long time.
Uh-huh.
So the more of those we plant, the better we're all doing for the monarchs around
our area. It's also a great place for them to lay their eggs.
And then we have more butterflies.
Hello.
And then at the end of the day, we have solved the problem. So good work, but we're not done yet. Finally, Iowa DNR is seeking campground hosts for this upcoming camping season. What?
I don't know. I was literally like, campground lady, sing this song. Do-da, do-da.
Step one, you better know some camp songs.
One of the requirements of the job is you must know.
You are like the Alexa of the campground.
Yeah.
Campground lady, where do I find firewood? Campground lady.
They're like, do-da,
where are the
do-da.
Showers? Campground lady, sing us a song.
Do-da, do-da.
Campground lady, how do I make s'mores? According to the Iowa DNR, campground hosting is one of the most popular volunteer opportunities at Iowa State Parks. So you are a guide, you check in on the campers, you answer questions, you provide park information, you also work with the park maintenance team on making sure housekeeping jobs are kept up to date.
So
you're basically mom or dad of the campground and you don't get paid.
Cool.
You get a free parking or a camping spot.
Is this what like rangers and park guys would be doing?
Remember the state of Iowa cut back on that
stuff? Yeah, I do.
Interesting that.
So now we have.
We're doing it for free.
Would anyone like to volunteer for free?
So, hey, guys, this is a great opportunity. 20 to 30 hours a week. Again, you get a free camping site. Come on. Backbone, Delaware County. Anybody? Geode, Henry County. George Wythe, Blackhawk.
Hmm? Huh?
Lake Darling, my neck of the woods. Washington County. Union Grove Park. Anybody? Tima? Anybody willing to? Loves camping so much.
You get a free campsite.
You get a free campsite. But guys, you get to help with the housekeeping and maintenance jobs as needed.
Ugh.
And I have a feeling a lot of those is the plumbing.
I was going to say, bring your own plunger.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
After the weather, you're going to need something to talk about this weekend.
Well, yeah.
The weather only goes so far.
The weather, certainly. But then, you know, you're going to get to Saturday and Sunday. And you know what's right around the corner on Monday?
St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day, yes!
Thank you!
Yes, yes. So I tried to go with a slight St. Patrick's Day lean on some of the useless knowledge that I have obtained.
Let's find out how far you're leaning into St. Patrick's Day, shall we?
Let's find out my lean!
The green gangsta lean.
Come on, Miley.
Claire is leaning at 9.
Number 9.
Top of the charts.
Oh, at the top. Redheads have less hair on their heads than people with other hair colors. The average redhead has 90,000 strands of hair versus 110,000 strands for blondes, 140,000 strands for brunettes.
Really?
But red hair is thicker strands of hair than the other two hairs.
I learned two things in that sentence.
I know!
One, redheads, and two, I lost 140,000 strands of hair going bald. Interesting.
Helpful? Not helpful?
Very helpful.
Painful?
That's useful. No, it's a little painful, actually.
I remember them all.
Is this the wheel of painful knowledge? Five, please.
Number five. The word whiskey?
Yeah. Oh, you got my attention.
Hello, whiskey?
Yes.
Comes from a Gaelic phrase that translates to water of life.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Sure does.
Water of life for sure on
Monday. I support that fully. Let's go around again. Right round four, please.
This is not Irish at all.
How'd it make the list?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you're pulling them at random, so what's this?
Slipped in. The word gymnasium.
Yeah, not Irish at all.
Not Irish at all, because it's a Greek word. It comes from the word gymnasien, which...
means to climb a rope to the top.
While man with short shorts and whistle yells at you.
That's the definition from the ancient Greek.
No, no.
What is it?
Gymnasien literally translates to exercise naked.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No.
Going up that rope is hard. Coming down naked. Do you imagine that?
I will take the guy with the whistle yelling at me to climb the rope.
I don't want to climb. Stay in the four category, please.
The Vikings believe that in heaven there was a giant goat from which the udders of this giant goat provided an unlimited supply of beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Vikings. I don't know. In heaven, there is beer, I guess.
I just want to thank you for making this a very Danson Eric Hansen focused Wheel of Useless Knowledge.
I got you.
I know how much hair I've lost. I celebrated whiskey, goat beer.
And goat beer.
And then a horrible flashback to my days in Lincoln Elementary Gym.
Just a little bit of therapy.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Celebrating March 14th. Friends, it's
3.14159265353589793324623323272802888419719693.
Whatever your pie preference may be, I think that I don't want to say given up, but carrying the torch for the fact that rhubarb pie should be Iowa State pie has always been a near and dear cause to my heart.
This has been tackled multiple morning shows ago.
Yes.
On this very frequency. How far did you guys get?
We got a state representative to say, I will take this and I will try to make the case.
Did it? Because I had the story this year about like a state horse.
Yeah.
And I think a state rock.
State fish.
State fish. That's it.
Yeah.
But still no state pie.
Still no state pie. And there are other states that have official state pies. There's not a lot of them, but they are. Florida has key lime.
Yep.
Illinois, what do you think they have?
Cherry?
Oh, that would be good.
No, I guess that's more, cherries are more to the north.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin pie is the official state pie of Illinois.
I guess, why not?
Why not? Texas has pecan.
I was going to think like Frito pie, right? Like chili pie.
You would think.
But pecan makes total sense.
And Vermont has apple.
Yeah, totally.
So there's room. And other states have like official state desserts that just happen to be pie. Like Delaware's says theirs is peach pie, which I think you have to just let Georgia have that one.
Doesn't Boston have, wouldn't Massachusetts have Boston cream?
Boston cream pie, yeah. But that's their official state dessert.
Okay.
We got to...
New York probably has cheesecake, which that's its own debate.
All of these other people have it. Why don't we have more state stuff?
I love the idea.
And I get we have other bigger fish to fry.
Unfortunately, the window was a lot bigger back when you tried. It's just, I don't think you get any side of Des Moines to degree to anything. Outside of open container THC, it's like the only unanimous thing that's passed this year.
Because everybody has their opinions on what's the best pie.
But I think for the state of Iowa, rhubarb is such a unique item, the fact that our state made that into a pie?
I'm not saying it's the best pie. I'm just saying...
just acknowledge it, man.
Unique.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.